listening to a University of Kentucky College of Arts and Sciences podcast. Cheyenne Homan is a grad student in Library and Information Science at UK and a Creative Services Coordinator with the College of Arts and Sciences. Homan discusses her work at ANS, an internship at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., a zine writer's residency in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the international opportunities available with Library and Information Science degrees.
My name is Cheyenne Homan. I am a grad student in the School of Library and Information Science. I have one more semester to go, and then I'll have my master's. I'll be a real librarian. At ANS, I do podcasting and social media stuff. I'm part of their creative services office. I'm one of the coordinators. So I help people figure out what to talk about on podcasts, and I go interview them, and then with the help of some people, I mix down everything and edit it and add post-production, like music, and put it up on iTunes U and on the main webpage on ANS.
Do you think that your degree as a library science and doing like information sciences has aided you with this?
I've sort of developed standardized tags for metadata with the podcasts. So if certain podcasts pertain to a particular subject or they have a particular theme, I'll tag them accordingly so that they're sort of grouped. And if someone wants to find all of our podcasts from the Reconstruction Conference on Haiti, they can search that term in iTunes U and find it. So I think that the conventions in library and information science about tagging and metadata have carried over. But other than that, public service, hanging out with people, learning stuff, you know, this is sort of a publicly educational thing. And I hope to go into public librarianship. So there's some crossover, but it's not super direct.
You had an internship with the Library of Congress. Mm-hmm. What did you do there?
I went to Washington, D.C. in March during spring break and worked a 40-hour week. I went to the Library of Congress as a participant in their alternative spring break program, and I was assigned with Digital Reference. They're a group of folks that end up answering a lot of questions via chat and screen sharing. They do some Skyping and stuff like that. And they also provide a lot of online resources to materials that are held in the Library of Congress's collection. My job was to create a web guide to ebooks because they get a lot of questions about ebooks. And they have like an FAQ page about ebooks, but they needed to just give a reference guide, sort of explaining that very few ebooks are actually on the Library of Congress's website. And it's not stuff like Twilight. Like, you can't check out a copy of a recent fictional work from the Library of Congress. A lot of public libraries do. The District of Columbia Public Library has all that stuff on OverDrive or NetLibrary that you can download and read. But the Library of Congress specializes in documenting public domain works, which are outside of copyright protection. So there are a lot of materials from before 1924.
And you have an internship that you're doing coming up that is in Canada.
I'm going to be doing a zine writer's residency in Halifax, Nova Scotia from June 20th to July 3rd, 2011. And that's in about 2 weeks. I'm really excited.
What will you be doing there?
I'm writing a zine. A zine, for those of you who don't know, is a small photocopied, self-made publication. And they're usually affiliated with punk or riot girl scenes or political kind of newsletters. But zines started out in the 1930s as science fiction, like fan newsletters. And they were mimeographed. And now a lot of people do e-zines online, or they'll do paper and toner and staples zines. Those are the kinds that I do. I'm going to be interviewing a bunch of people who run DIY zine libraries and archives, and then I'm going to take those interviews and turn them into sort of a survey of how people run their operations in DIY library environments.
What are your plans for after UK?
I think I'm more interested in working with the public than I am in an academic setting. I won't turn down a job in an academic setting, but I think that working with especially youth and adult literacy is something that's really intriguing and really interesting to me. So I'm hoping to do work in that capacity at some point. Currently, though, I've been looking at organizations that I can network with to potentially apply for a Fulbright and go overseas for a while. Or there are a lot of library and cataloging positions in special libraries, and there are a lot overseas as well. So I'm looking into options in Asia right now. So hoping to get out of Kentucky after I'm done.
So are you a cat or a dog person?
If I had to choose between dogs and cats, I would choose cats. I grew up with a cat and a dog, and they're both very sweet, but I think the cat suits my personality better. Though I currently own two rats named Cut and Paste, and they are my darlings at the moment.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the College of Arts and Sciences for making this podcast possible. For more information about the College of Arts and Sciences, visit www.as.uky.edu.